Morning, everybody. In terms of the decision that was made yesterday, I can tell you that anytime a decision like this is made, it's difficult personally and professionally. George is a friend of mine, and I respect him, and I wish his family well. I can tell you that for a variety of reasons, things didn't work out, and you never go into a situation like this with the intention of it not working out. But we felt that organizationally, this was the best decision in order to move forward. We have a strong structure in place on both the pro side and the college side, and things will continue to operate effectively on a day-to-day basis. I understand that you all have a lot of questions, and there's really nothing that I'm going to add to this, and I hope that you can respect that. What I will talk about are the things that we're doing as a team over the course of the week in order to improve. And what we did this morning and last night is, as a staff last night, we went through the first and second down packages, really analyzed the things that we did well, the things that, as part of that, that we think we can continue to improve on, whether it be scheme, technique, whatever the case may be, things that we want to remove from the various packages, and some things that we want to add. Then the coaches put together clips to reflect that, scouting report, a sort of a Brown scouting report, and adjustments, presented that to the players, and then we'll go out and practice that here this afternoon. And today was first and second down. Tomorrow will be more of a third down emphasis, like a typical Thursday. And as a coaching staff, as individual coaches, and as players, we're all looking to focus on things that we can get better at, and collectively doing that so that we can move forward after the bye week and make the progress that we're looking for. So with that, we'll open up to questions.
The organization be hiring a new GM this season?
You know, as I said, in terms of this topic, there's nothing else that I'm going to add, but what I will talk about is anything that's to do with the things that we're doing this week and things directly related to the team that we're working on.
Hey, why won't you talk about it?
Because this is really, for a variety of reasons, all that I can say at this point.
I agree.
Can you just, apparently this happened before we talked to you yesterday. Why did you not mention that yesterday?
In terms of timetable, things like that, it's the same thing. I really said all that I can say, Jeff.
You're the voice. You really have been and are the voice of the organization. If you're not going to address these things, where do you go for answers?
I understand, Mary Kay, and I appreciate the questions that you guys have, and I completely appreciate that. But I hope you can also respect that I've added all that I can add right now, and really, what I can talk about are the things that we're doing here today.
Can you talk about what this says about the stability of the organization? You feel it's still stable? You had two dismissals in the last week.
We've had one situation where that was the case. What I can say is that I feel like we have a very strong structure in place on the personnel side, and I'm confident that day-to-day, we'll be able to execute the things that we need to execute.
Can you say, Bernie, you know, I saw Bernie here until like 10 o'clock last night. Is he going to fill some of the responsibilities that George had?
Mary Kay, I understand the question, but really, this is all that I can say, and I hope you can understand that as well.
Eric, are there legal reasons why you can't talk further about this?
There's really a variety of reasons, Tony, and just leave it at that.
Is Randy planning to address this with us or with anybody?
I think that you have to talk to Neil about that, and I can just tell you what I'm addressing.
Eric, can you understand, though, why there's a lot of angst and frustration in town? Because there are a lot of questions, and I understand in respect to you don't want to talk about it, but there is just a lack of information. It seems to be a big veil of secrecy, and you know, fans want to know what is going on with this organization.
I completely understand the questions, and I respect that, and I can just tell you the things that I can address, and it's for a variety of reasons, and I hope that you can understand that as well.
How do you keep this from becoming a distraction for your players?
We, in talking to the team, the important thing that I've stressed, whether it be today or yesterday or, you know, at any point, is the important thing for us is to be able to focus individually first on what we can improve and then collectively what we can improve. And those things are the important things that we need to do. We need to get that done this week, and that's what we're focused on. All of us are focused on. Spent a lot of time with the coaching staff yesterday, this morning, and trying to really work through the different things that we think need to be addressed short-term, need to be addressed long-term. We'll meet more on personnel, you know, in terms of the player performances and evaluations, things like that, on Thursday, but that's also a component of this, and historically made a lot of strides during the bye week. And it is a unique time where you can put some more emphasis on individual technique, can sit down with the players one-on-one and either address their performance, address their concerns, address their what they're hoping to achieve over the course of the rest of the season. And I look forward to those meetings. We have, like I said, point of attack tapes made on each guy, whether it be actual game tapes or whether it be practice tapes, where they can look at that individually to help them get a better feel for what they've done, or with their position coach, with the coordinator, with myself, where we can go really share some time, and I can give them my perspective on things. And just from my experience over the last 3 years, those meetings have been very valuable.
Can you say, after your reviews last night and then this morning, can you make any other any newer conclusions about your quarterback situation or baseball situation?
No, Tony, what we're going to do is, I said, we're looking at it from a scheme perspective and also from a personnel perspective, and then we will spend some more time as a coaching staff going through player by player areas where we think we can, either that player can improve, how we can help him improve, some of the points of emphasis that we need to really work on with them, whether it be during the individual periods, whether it be however we're going to get that in place and really formulate a plan for each guy. And also look at the ways that we can develop them into bigger roles or into different roles that we think can help us.
Is it possible, Eric, that after the break or beginning with this break, that you would give Ratliff more reps?
Well, over these practices and things like that, we'll try to work all three guys to some degree. And what we do still do, Tony, is the opportunity periods. And that's often a time for the third quarterback, in this case Brett, to get some of those reps that he may not get during the course of normal practice. But they are, it's our stuff. It's our packages. It's obviously our players.
Is he a candidate to start after the bye?
No.
You know, given everything that's been going on, the record, the quarterback situation, and now this business with George, what do you think the image of the Browns is around the league, around the country?
You'd have to ask people around the league. I know that the things that we're doing, the way that the players are working, the way that the coaches are working, the way that the organization is working, is all based on one end goal, and that's to win first and foremost, but also to improve at every level at all times, and that's not going to change. I've been part of these this process before. I've been part of it with different head coaches. I've been part of it as a head coach myself, and there's not one specific pattern that it follows. It does take time. It does take a lot of hard work. It does take deliberate practice, and that is consistent with every place that I've been, every experience I've had.
Eric, is this harder than what you thought it was going to be when you took the job? And as a kind of an addendum to that question, is this team, this football into the organization, worse than what you thought it was when you first came here?
I didn't look at it in terms of how hard it would be. I looked at it in terms of how important the process was, and understanding that each place is going to have different challenges that are unique to that organization, that are unique to that group of players, that are unique to that coaching staff, and there isn't a set pattern. So even when I was in my third year in New York, there are things that come up every day that aren't on the agenda. They aren't on the schedule. There's no blueprint for how to deal with those things. But it's stuff that you have to look at. You have to try to make good decisions on, and you have to move forward. But each year has been radically different. Each group of guys has been radically different. But the consistent things is the way that you have to approach it. And there's no substitute for hard work. There's no substitute for constantly analyzing ways to improve and being committed to doing that. There just isn't. And it was true with my experience in New England with Bill. It was true with my experience in New York with Bill Parcells. It was true with my experience as a head coach with the Jets. There's no substitute for that. And it may be a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, because that's the truth.
Eric, as a professional and in your own current mindset, what would your thoughts be about final personnel decisions being given to a general manager, given to someone else and taken out of your hands, whether it be now or in the future?
My goal is to win, and my goal is to improve. And there's never opposition to someone that can help us achieve that goal. And that's true here. It's true in New York with the Jets. I remember my early experiences with Bill, and as a young guy, Bill would always listen to anybody's opinion and anybody's ideas, as long as there was a rationale to it, as long as it was well thought out, and was open to it, and was willing to introduce those things or try those things, and I really respected that. And learned a lot from him from that perspective. And it was the same thing with Bill Parcells. You appreciate the feedback. You appreciate the honesty. You appreciate people trying to constantly improve at what they're doing or constantly help the group improve. And you want to hire as many people as you possibly can like that. You want as many players around like that, just individuals that are intrinsically motivated to be the best at their craft and to make sure that the organization is as positive and as productive as possible. And every mentor that I've had has had that approach, regardless of how much success they've had. And that's probably why they've had the success that they have had.
Was this an organizational decision that you signed off on, or is it the actions of an angry owner?
Really, it's what I said. It's an organizational decision that we felt gave us the best chance to move forward, and it's really nothing else I can add.
You can't pick to bring in here. I mean, it must not have been difficult for you to say.
You never go into any situation with the intention of it not working out, and that was true in this case, but organization felt this gave us the best chance to move forward.
Eric, you've spoken at length about, you know, this is a process and things take time. A lot of roster turnover, 29, 30 guys this year. How many of those players, sometimes you bring in guys just for the sake of making change to get your attitude, your environment, what you're trying to instill in the football team. But of those players that you brought in, how many of them would you say have the potential to be franchise cornerstone impact players, you know, 3-5 you know, years down the line when we look into the future? How many of those guys do you think will be cornerstones of this franchise?
I think that everybody who's here right now is contributing to the things that we're doing now and hopefully the things that we're building towards in the future. And everybody contributes to that process. You know, I feel comfortable with the guys that we've brought in and their contributions, their approach, their work ethic, things like that. And it's all part of what you continue to grow.
Anything else?
All right, guys. Thanks.